You ever hit that horn? Apparently, the horn is actually part of a safety feature. You hit that horn, honk. You're driving and the horn works. It seems like when I'm driving, now maybe this is a moment of confession here. But for me, and it seems like quite common if I observe other people driving, that when we start driving, patience seems to be in short supply. Patience. Or it stretches our patience when we're driving. I don't know where all the yahoos are, but apparently they're all on the road. And speaking of patience, there are times in circumstances in life where we put up with people. I'm sure there are people that come to mind that you put up with, which is kind of patience. It's a sort of a form of patience. It's what I call unripened patience. It's challenging, and we're not alone. This sort of test of patience and the sentiment that comes with it has been a part of our human experience for thousands of years. The psalmist in Scripture lamented often with this phrase, "How long, O Lord?" And maybe you've said that too. How long, Lord? Patience is actually painful. Or more accurately, the people circumstances of life that test or require patience can be painful. What is the key that unlocks patience? A fruit of the Spirit. What is one of the keys? What is the key that unlocks patience? We're in our mini sermon series during Advent, looking at the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5, 22 and 23 specifically. And Paul is writing to the church in Galatia, which is located in modern-day Turkey. And what he is addressing with them is that they are what he would call enslaved or bound by fleshly desires. There are erroneous ideas. There are spiritual forces of wickedness. But then there is just the human condition. And one of those is a lack of patience. And it has resulted in the church in Galatia, it has resulted in disunity, it results in quarrels, either in the congregation or among family members, and it results in this turmoil. Patience, whether it was 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, or today, it seems to elude us. And we feel it too, the turmoil within us, but particularly when we're relating to people, it's tested and it's difficult. I heard someone say, "I'm not a people person. I'm more of maybe a person person." Because patience is a challenge. Patience is difficult. Patience can be painful. And yet we are called in the fruit of the Spirit promises patience. So the outcomes when we lack this patience, the outcomes are challenges in relationships. The outcome is relationship strife. We may be materially well off, but relationally we can be poor. But Paul, writing to this church in Galatia, begins before he goes to the fruit of the Spirit, at the beginning of chapter 5, Paul writes this phrase in the beginning of chapter 5. He says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set you free." That is so important that I want us to repeat that. It is for freedom Christ has set you free. Can you just repeat that? For freedom Christ has set us free. One more time. For freedom, Christ has set us free. It is for freedom's sake, to live in freedom. Christ's aim is to set us free so we would live in freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Freedom is both something that is from and something that is to. Freedom requires both. If it is strictly a matter of removing things, you could land up with the same principle as a vacuum. You land up with a vacuum, and anything can go in if you're just taking things away. Conversely, if you're just attempting to add something and you're not taking something away, you land up with, in scientific terms, the displacement factor. Things begin to spill and unfold. So freedom is both freedom from and freedom to. And what Paul is trying to encourage the church in Galatia is, and encourage us as well, is Christ is setting us free from being enslaved to human conditions, being enslaved from and being free from the spiritual forces of wickedness, or being free from human conditions like a lack of patience, and being free to follow Christ Jesus, being free to be a follower of Jesus, and being free to develop the fruit of the Spirit, one of which is patience. It's a freedom both from and to. Patience. A state of being calm in the midst of provocation or misfortune. The posture of remaining calm in the midst of provocation or misfortune. Patience, as it's used in the Greek, in the New Testament, and particularly here, the fruit of the Spirit, patience has to do specifically with people and relationships. The word endurance is used as a form of patience when it comes to the circumstances of life, and sometimes both are being tested and required, but patience particularly as it has to do with people. And who do I want to reference next may come as a shock to you, but it is the Apostle Peter. Peter, who we thought was kind of, sometimes we would say he was impetuous, he was kind of spontaneous, didn't necessarily be somebody that we would think, oh, Peter, there's a guy with patience. But Peter writes this in 2 Peter 3:15. He said, "Regard the patience of the Lord as salvation." Regard the patience of the Lord as salvation. Peter has a lot of advice to give us. These are good words. Patience, from Peter's understanding, is that patience is redemptive. Patience rescues. Patience saves. It saves us from mistakes that we will make. It saves us from things that we might say. It saves us from denying Christ, like Peter did. Patience. But it also saves us too, it redeems us too, the other fruit of the Spirit, which is kindness. Patience is redemptive. It restores and rescues and delivers us from, but to, kindness. The fruit of the Spirit of kindness. It seems to me that patience and kindness grow together. They seem to ripen together. Paul, writing to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 13, says, "Love is patient, love is kind." Love is patient, love is kind. Kindness, the next fruit of the Spirit, kindness, is a choice. It's a matter of our will, our volition. It's a choice that is born out of patience. But the key that unlocks that patience is what Peter advised us, and that is that the Lord's patience received unlocks our own patience. It is the Lord's patience toward us when we receive and understand and process that can unlock our patience as well. so that we live the life that we are meant to live, free of the bondages of disunity and quarrel, and free to be kind. Free to be kind and bear the fruit of kindness. Can you recall a time when the Lord has been patient with you? Patience is one of the aspects of what I call the pain of love. We don't often talk about the pain of love, but love also, there is a pain to love as well. To love and be patient. Patience is a painful thing in a sense that it requires us to remain calm when our carnal nature would have us do otherwise. But the rewards are amazing, because out of that can come kindness. Since we're in a mode, or I'm in a mode of confession, I can tell you that I can recall vividly the Lord's patience with me. As a young man, moved to Toronto, I wandered from my faith. I wasn't upset with my family. I wasn't upset with God. But a lifestyle such as it was, and access to things that are there, and I wandered from my faith. And the Lord had patience with me. And like a fisherman himself, he let the line out, and let the line out, and let the line out. And at some point, he put someone in my path who began to steer me back to the Lord. The Lord's patience can unlock our patience. The good news is that the seeds of the fruit of the Spirit have already been planted. If you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, Lord and Savior, the gospel writer John in chapter 7 is one example where he says that those who believe receive the Holy Spirit. So the seeds of patience and kindness and the fruit of the Spirit have already been planted. We already have them. It's looking festive. The Holy Spirit, the seed of the fruit of the Spirit, patience and kindness, has already been planted. While receiving the Holy Spirit, I don't see anything. Do you? Is there a change? I don't think there's a change. The Spirit has been received. Paul, writing to the church in Thessalonica, said that we can also quench the Spirit. We can receive the Spirit, but not cooperate with the Spirit, not be open to the Spirit. We can have knowledge. You can have knowledge. You can have faith so as to remove mountains. But if you don't have love, if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit, if there is no evidence, if we're not cooperating, then actually there is no activity. But if we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, if we allow the work of the Holy Spirit to begin to work in our lives, and we allow the patience and kindness, goodness and gentleness, the aim is not to know Holy Spirit, the aim is to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and allow patience and kindness to begin to move and flow and be beautiful. and to become part of the gospel, to become part of the good news, to cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit. The seeds are already planted. What this means for us, friends, sisters, and brothers, is that we need to recall that patience is redemptive. Patience is a form of salvation. The Lord's patience with us, and then our emulating patience, is a way of delivering ourselves from the immediate intense moment that is there. Patience. Recall that patience is redemptive. Then also recall the Lord's patience with you. And I'm going to say also that another step is, the next re is to repent. Because there are times when we are not patient. There are times when we are not perfect. And isn't it interesting? Okay. But isn't it interesting that repentance is actually a form of appealing to the Lord's patience? Lord, I am so sorry I yelled at this person. Lord, I am so sorry I was very short and brief with this person. Would you please forgive me and help me to do better? Is an appeal to the Lord's patience. And he says, yes, I will. I'm going to ask the music team to come back up here. I never quite know how to get that formula right. There's two more steps. We recall, we repent, and we request. Along with the psalmist's lament of how long, the psalmist also requested. Paul gives instructions to the church. We can request, Lord, grant me patience. Lord, I would like to have your patience. Lord, I want to be in cooperation with the Holy Spirit that is in me. I want to be like that. We can request that. But then there is also the response. The response, as Jesus' brother James writes, we should be quick to listen and slow to speak. That's Jesus' brother. I think he knows. Wow, right? Quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry is a response. Responding in kindness, even when we are provoked or when there is misfortune, that means that we will need to wait. Because I will say that when I am provoked or when there is a difficult situation with another person, I can confess to you that my first instinct isn't always kindness. Not always. So Lord, help us in our response to demonstrate the patience of the Lord, which leads to kindness, that we would express kindness, that we would have the fruit of kindness. And if we're not quite there yet, Lord, help us to wait for it.
We're going to sing a song that has been in the church for thousands of years. A blessing that was given by Moses to Aaron to read over the people. Would you please rise and let's take this blessing. The Lord bless you. Shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns.